Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 11 with special guest, my bride, woo! Kelsey Smith.
That's me.
Today, we're going to dive into a topic that could get a little bit dicey. It could get explosive. In our culture today, there is a huge uproar about freedom, and especially freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So today's topic is freedom is not always free. Mm. Of course, as Americans, we talk about this all the time, that we have freedom, right? We live in a free country, or do we?
Yes.
And we always talk about the fact that that freedom actually costs something. Like it actually, it costs people's lives.
Right.
Like they went out and fought for our
freedom.
Quote unquote freedom.
Yep.
But what we want to talk about today is that freedom is not always free.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, specifically talking about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that our tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
In the words that we say. And so thinking about, you know, even this idea of freedom of speech, sometimes we say things, but those things that we say cost us something in the long run.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, give me an example.
Like,
I mean, literally, sometimes you actually can say stuff and it costs me.
Yeah.
Like, it could cost me a relationship.
Yeah.
It could cost me job opportunities. Man, mm-hmm. I remember when social media first came out, and it's probably still true today. Like, employers look at what you're posting, what you're saying, what's on your social media page. And so, man, you got to think about, man, is saying this
worth it? Mm-hmm. Right. That's so true. And, you know, we were talking about a personal story that immediately came to my mind of something Dan said when we
were first married.
Yep. Yeah. First year of marriage that really stuck with me and that we had to work hard to overcome because it was then put on to me the words that he said. And so little backstory, when we got married, I was teaching, but I was also teaching voice lessons. And I saw the voice lesson money as like my side money that went into a separate little account, my fun money.
Her side hustle.
Yes.
Was her side money.
Yep. It was my side money. And so he was asking budgeting questions. And I said, well, that's not budgeted in there. That's my money. To which then came out, you are a spoiled brat, but a different word than
brat. I said that.
Yes. Dan said that to me.
Yeah. So couple thoughts there. communication in marriage is probably a topic we should hit a lot on.
Yeah.
Because what you say to your spouse is very important. What you do and don't say to your spouse could cost you some things.
Right.
It could certainly damage your relationship. You said that our mouths, our tongue has the power of life and death.
Yeah.
We're speaking life and death. Now, I think even in a marriage, like we're trying to figure out how to do life together.
Right.
And as single adults, we were living life on our own, doing our own thing. And so many times I think marriage couples, they get into the marriage together and they think, well, I got my thing over here and you got your thing over there. But I remember in my head, I thought, well, I work and like all of my paycheck goes towards our mortgage or towards our bills or towards us eating food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a side thing over here.
Yeah.
And so even if the conversation we needed to have needed to happen, what I said cost me.
Yeah. And then the cost is, first of all, overcoming the thought that that's actually how Dan saw me.
Sure.
And then wondering that about myself. And, you know, so something then I started thinking about with freedom of speech, going off of that topic about how it's not always free, is that even speaks to the voices that you have in your own head. Not just the things that you say to other people, the things that you might put out on Facebook or on social media, but what are you telling yourself and what's it costing you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we trying so hard to prove ourselves wrong? Maybe like you're not a loser, you're not worthless. Or are you trying hard to prove God right? because he says that we're chosen, that we're worthy, mm-hmm. that we're loved, that even if we were the only person on planet Earth, he would have still sent his son, his one and only son, to die for us. And are we telling ourselves those things in our head, or are we hearing, I'm not worth it. I'm unlovable. And we have that freedom of speech to ourselves, but what you choose to tell yourself comes at a cost. You can either believe what God said about you and then be seeing those blessings of walking in that truth, or believe what you're telling yourself and then feel that burden mm-hmm. of walking in that lie.
Yeah, one of the pastors that I love to watch and listen to, he says this so clearly. He talks about this dynamic of what you're telling yourself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what you're telling yourself is based off of a past experience.
Yeah.
Something you either said or did and you regret it. Maybe you feel mm-hmm. guilty, and it's just like it's on the rotisserie grill in your mind. You just can't get out of it. Yeah. And one of the things he says that's so powerful is, this might have been what you did, but it's not who you are. Mm-hmm. Man, this is what I did, or this is maybe what I said, but it's not who I am. Like, mm-hmm. God has a greater thing for us. He has right. restoration and redemption for us, and we need to step into what he says about us and not remain with who we are. He's calling yeah. out something better and something more.
Yeah, it's so true.
But man, when you think about culture today, man, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying to people? What are you putting out there on your social media? Because it'll cost you.
Right.
And in this heightened tension
right.
that we have in America, rather than speaking words of life
or words
that like can bridge gaps,
yeah.
talking about maybe common like things that we can agree on.
Right.
Because we can have conversations and not always agree.
Oh,
you
for
could,
sure.
I mean,
yeah.
you could have something that you believe in, and you could have a conversation with someone that has a different belief or something, mm-hmm. they see it differently. You could probably find common ground.
Yeah.
But we're not even looking for it anymore.
Yeah. So I actually saw something that my sister had showed me on Facebook about a girl saying, you know, we are literally shooting arrows at each other mm-hmm. in the words that we're saying. It's like we're going at each person. And what if we took those arrows that we're shooting at each other and turned them up to heaven in prayer?
Yeah.
What if we bombarded heaven with those prayers to bring us together, to unite us, to show us those commonalities that we have in people? And then what if from that, then we could turn and speak in love to each other?
Yep.
Think of how different of a world we'd be living in right now.
Absolutely.
If we truly, I mean, doesn't the Bible say something about our tongues being the rudders? And it's like the steering
of the ship.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if we could use those to speak life and love into people that maybe we don't have things in common with, except we still have one thing in common, and that's that Jesus died for them the same way that he died for me.
Yeah.
And so if we could talk to people like that, I really think we would see a whole different, just everything would feel different, even on Facebook, even on social media, if you saw people loving on each other and shooting those arrow prayers up to heaven instead of turning and pointing the finger and yeah. going at each other.
So freedom's not always free.
Right.
So you have a choice to make in right. this, right? Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians, I love the way it puts this. It says, I have a right to do anything. Mm-hmm. So you have a right to say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But it says, but not everything is beneficial. Like something is there's going to be a cost to it.
Yeah.
And are your words going to bring life?
Or death.
Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to give life to people? Are they going to give them hope? Are they going to get them maybe defensive or anger? Are you going to come at people?
Right.
Man, this is hard. This is hard to do.
It is.
It's easier to say than to do it.
Right.
But we've got to think through this.
It's a choice.
Right.
You have to choose that every time before you speak.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I do want to ask, this is a practical question. What are the words that you're speaking? Mm-hmm. Are they life-giving, or are they taking life from other people?
Yeah.
Like, are they giving life to the people around you, or are they taking life from them? And even the things that you put out there, man, there might be things that you believe in, but are they taking life, or are they giving life?
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah,
because
good.
freedom of speech and freedom of all these things, man, it doesn't matter that we have freedom. Mm-hmm. It's what we do with the freedom that we do have.
Yeah.
And you have a choice to make. I love what 1 Corinthians 10:24 is. Again, we're a faith organization. We believe that what God says, man, it's great stuff for our lives. Mm-hmm. And I love what this verse says. It says, no one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Mm-hmm. Man, when we have that life-giving spirit, we have that life-giving language that comes off our lips, it's because we're trying to be an encouragement to others.
Yeah.
We're not trying to take life, we're trying to give life.
Yep.
So man, you have a choice to make. What are you going to do with your freedom?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna give life or are you gonna take it?
Right.
We would love to hear your comments. Yeah. Share this if it was helpful with as many friends as you have possible. Click the subscribe button.
Yeah.
We're here every single week.
Well, you are.
Yes. And sometimes you are. we dive into this conversation. We're leaning in to grow because nobody's perfect. We're not going to always get this right.
I'm going
to say stuff. You're going to say stuff that isn't life-giving.
Right.
But we're going to continue to grow. We're going to progress.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get it right more times than not because we're going to keep learning, we're going to keep growing, and we're going to keep leaning in. We'll see you next time for Life Lean In.